Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected elders and dear brothers, inshallah for this session, we will have the durood and salam, and thereafter there will be some short advices and nasiha, and then dhikrullah and dua inshallah. The durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know it is one of the most special forms of ibadah, and its benefits are unlimited, and the greatest benefit that a person acquires through durood and salam is the proximity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there can be no greater benefit for a person to have the love and the muhabbat and the proximity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is ultimately the gateway to the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith sharif in Fadail al-Durood, as Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi has brought this hadith. It says, on a day of Qiyamah, a person will be standing in front of his scales. We know on a day of Qiyamah that the scales will be erected. So a person will be standing in front of his scale, and his bad deeds, his wrongs will be outweighing his good deeds. And he will be in a lot of distress, like any person would be, because salvation depends on a person's scales being heavy, good scales being heavy. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif also says, يُوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْدَرًا. The day of Qiyamah, a person will see all his good deeds on one pan of the scale, and he'll become very happy. And then on the other side, وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. He'll see those things that he did which were wrong, which were unlawful. And then he will say, تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. That I wish that there was a large distance. I want to disassociate myself completely from these bad deeds of mine. So in this world, a person has the opportunity to distance himself from wrongdoing and from our sins. And the way that we distance is the opportunities that we have now. Now is the time for us to create that distance from our bad deeds, so that in the day of Qiyamah, we will be in a state of comfort, inshallah, when our good deeds will be heavy for us. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this hadith sharif, it is mentioned, the person will see his scales and will become very distressed, and then a person will come, and that person will be Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he will place a paper onto the side of his good deeds scale, and then that will outweigh his bad deeds. This person will become extremely happy, because now his salvation will be made. So then he will ask that, who is this person? And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say that, I am your prophet, I am your Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who you used to recite durood upon. And this is, on this paper was written one durood which you recited with a lot of love and affection for me. And it is that durood that is now become the means of your salvation. So therefore this durood and salam is a very great ibadah, and we should try to do it with the utmost of love, a lot of attention, a lot of feeling for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and try to imagine that we are in Madinatul Munawwara, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is receiving our durood sharif with our name, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود للذي وعده واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. My most respected elders, dear brothers, alhamdulillah, it is the great fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has gathered us in His Mubarak house on this Mubarak night, on this special opportunity and occasion of the 21st night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. We all know the example that Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Summa Rahmatullah Alayhi used to use for these nights. He used to say that these are like the flights. And each odd night is a flight that will take us towards the love and the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, our responsibility is to ensure that we board this flight, that we are on board. And alhamdulillah, by us being here in the masjid and devoting this time, it is an indication of our eagerness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah Rabbul Alameen really wants to see from us, that He wants to see the talab and the initiative of the servant. The servant must show that he is the servant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master. Like it is mentioned in one hadith sharif, that Ya ibadi utlubni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the servants and the creation, that oh my ibad, my servants, my creation, that look for me, search for me, hunt for me, and do your best effort to try and locate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Allah does not have a location, but it means to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and His friendship and His forgiveness and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah Rabbul Alameen. That's what it means to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To find the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entering into our hearts and coming into our lives. That means having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. And then Allah Ta'ala says in this hadith of Qudsi, then in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you find me in your search and your surge and your efforts, if you are able to attain Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and His mercy, and you are able to draw from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's spiritual favors, special favors of the heart, then know that you have found Allah. That you have brought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into your space. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. And if you found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it means that you have now found everything. Everything that you need, everything that you desire, and everything that will make you happy and give you contentment and give you comfort, and everything that you need in your life will now be possessed within you. Why? Because you have found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the giver of all these favors. And then on the other hand, the hadith says, وَإِن فِتَّنِ. And for some reason you lost your way. You did not seek. You didn't look for guidance. You did not show any eagerness. You did not show any initiative. You just were wishful, expecting that things will just come right, or somehow or the other, I will, you know, wake up one morning and I will be a pious person, or I will just wake up without any effort and all of a sudden everything will change. This is like the, you know, wishful approach, that things might just happen somehow or the other. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fitta kulla shay. Then all your efforts and seeking of everything and anything that you would try to seek for, you will look for happiness, you will not find it. You will look for prosperity, outwardly you may find it, but in reality you will not enjoy the happiness of that prosperity. And like that, in every aspect if you look at it, that you will not find anything of any substance. Fitta kulla shay. You will be at a loss in every way. And this is the mafhum of many ahadith also, that when a person aligns himself with true guidance, with righteousness, with abstention from sins and wrongdoing, then that person ultimately becomes protected from the harms of the environment, from the harms of even his own self and nafsaniyah, and he also becomes protected from shaitan. And then he begins to enjoy the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a true sense. So, my respected elders and dear brothers, this is a night for this very purpose and reason that we are here, and especially those people who are in i'tikaf are the fortunate ones, because they have devoted themselves in a more intense manner. They have made a very big commitment, and in a manner of speaking, they have come into the house of Allah, they have come under the waterfall of the fountain. And they are now sitting in the house of Allah, they've stationed themselves here, they've posted themselves here. And in a manner of speaking, that, oh Allah, we're not going to leave here until we receive all your favors. We get your forgiveness and we are free from the fire of Jahannam, and we get all the favors that you have promised those who devote themselves to you. So this is how a mu'taqif, he is sitting at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's not moving from there. Like we know, when someone is persistent with us, person comes and asks once, twice, we try to maybe fend the person off. But if a person is persistent, then eventually keeps knocking, then we say, you know what, the way to actually help this person or get this person away from us is to give this person something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give in a way of trying to dismiss us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's giving is to draw us closer. In the world, the approach is that we give to dismiss. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give to dismiss. Allah gives to admit. Allah gives to bring closer. So that the person becomes more and more encouraged. So therefore, our entire program of this Ramadan, if you look at this poetry that is encapsulated also, that, koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں Somebody has to put this question to us now. What are you looking for? What is all this effort that you are making? We look at the month of Ramadan, our entire routine becomes completely turned on its head. Generally, we are accustomed to sleeping the time we want to sleep and eat when we want to eat. We do things according to our comfort and according to our liking. But in the month of Ramadan, there's a disruption. And this is what Ramadan is for. It is there to disrupt us from our laziness and from our habits. It is there to break bad habits. It is there to break the hold of the nafs. The ego, the self has a hold upon us. It has some degree of control over us. And one of the controls that the nafs has over us is to keep us in a state of ill-discipline. So you don't do things in a systematic manner. We don't do things in a programmed way. And when a person does not have system in his life, doesn't have a proper timetable, doesn't have a proper programming of his day and night, then what happens is that a lot of time is lost. And he begins to now dwell into those things which are unnecessary. And ultimately a person becomes deviated with those things. So therefore, the idea is to break this nafs, to break this routine, to disrupt the order, and to bring a person onto some type of order and discipline. And when this discipline is created, then we find the progress becomes very easy. Person begins to progress very quickly and progress very easily. So a person has to ask us that, why are you waking up so early in the morning and you are having a meal at that time? And then when it's time for you to sleep, then you are performing Taraweeh Salah. You're staying up in the night and you are reading extra Nafil Salah after the Taraweeh Salah. And after the Nafil Salah, then you are going to the masjid and you are sitting in the masjid and you are making Dhikrullah and you are performing Salat with Tasbih and you are doing so much. How has all of this changed? So the answer that we give this person, that we say that we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now to come into my life and to guide me and to shower me and to have mercy upon me and to give me all those favors of forgiveness and things. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hoon. Such a beautiful poetry that encapsulates all of this. And this is what the idea is, that in the month of Ramadan, the focus is upon the heart, because the heart is the control box of all the other actions and limbs. And when a person focuses upon the heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he grafts the heart, he crafts the heart, and begins to now shine and polish whatever is there, and remove whatever is not supposed to be there, then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now begins to open doors of goodness and khair and mercy for this person, and the person begins to now become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friend and attains Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's proximity. And there is nothing more valuable, there is nothing more precious that we can attain than the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we know what the status of the friendship of this world is. We have friends today, but perhaps we do not trust them, or we have friendships, but those friendships may not be the best of friendships for whatever reasons. But the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is developed through the friendship of the Quran and the proximity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an everlasting friendship. And this is the friendship that will be able to build all other friendships. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear friends, on this auspicious night, the 21st night of Ramadan. The flight is here, and now we should all board upon this flight and this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seeking Allah Rabbul Alameen's muhabbat and His love and His mercy and His forgiveness. And to become pious, we find young people ask the question that show us an easy way to become pious. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, few words, but it is so impactful and it is such a beautiful remedy, and there is nothing difficult about it also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one part of the hadith that ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Simple formula. Ittaqil maharim. That stay away from everything that is displeasing to Allah. And what will happen? You will become the buzruq of the time. You will really become a pious person. You will attain piety very easily and very quickly. Ittaqil maharim. This aspect about lawfulness and unlawfulness, we find that Allah Rabbul Alameen, the laws of Islam and the laws of Sharia are based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and may not always be in conformity with our intellect and our logic. Because our intellect is limited, our understanding is limited, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and His hikmat is unlimited. So therefore, the first principle in terms of laws of Islam is that it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, if some wisdom, some understanding becomes apparent to us for some benefit of it, then that is something that is additional, and that is something that is beneficial, because it helps us to understand some rationale. But the criteria, the main rationale, is that it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing we can understand, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made something obligatory, when Allah has placed some obligation upon us, then it means that that action is so important, it is so beneficial, it is so critical for us that Allah made it obligatory. So therefore we get a lot of other a'mal and deeds that are non-obligatory, optional. You can do it if you wish, you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. But there are certain things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made absolutely compulsory, non-negotiable. And the reason is because those actions are so beneficial and they are so critical for our spirituality and our existence and our survival that they cannot be missed. So therefore Allah has made it fard. On the other hand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made something haram and prohibited and unlawful, then the underlying rationale behind that is that which Allah has made haram and impermissible is so harmful for a person that it is not negotiable for a person to even consider doing that action or partaking of it. So if we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom somewhat in this way, that there is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do that is difficult or that is impossible. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. All what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do is within our ability and within our capacity. And by the same token, everything that Allah has asked us to stay away from, it is also within our ability to stay away from that, and we can do without that, and there will always be a suitable, permissible alternative to that. So even if we look at food or we look at any other aspect of our consumption, then we find majority of what Allah has provided is permissible. And there is a fraction of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to abstain from. Like that when we look at our ibadah also, right? The acts of obligation are less, are minimal in comparison to the aspects of optional and things that we can do according to our own time and our convenience. So in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created an easiness in our deen, an easiness in practice, and in this way we are able to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friendship and Allah ta'ala's proximity. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq. Another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very quickly we'll mention, wherein Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the parameters. And what are these parameters? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in this hadith sharif, on one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was riding behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Ghulam, I'm giving you a few words. Remember these words. Think of these words. And he says, what are these words? Ihfadillah yahfadha. That God, the parameters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and Allah's commands in mind, and then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. And wahfadillaha tajidhu tujahaka. And protect the orders of Allah, protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you, Allah will protect you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. So this is ultimately what we all desire. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat, we want His protection, we want His favors, and on these great nights, we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's repentance. Tonight is a night of repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls our hearts. Allah is the reviver of the hearts. This heart of ours has become stale. The heart of ours has become lazy. This heart of ours has become clouded. All different conditions have affected and afflicted this heart. And to some extent, this heart has also become paralyzed and it has become unconscious. So it is time to revive the heart with tawbah, with zikrullah, with those things that will aliven the heart. The idea is to aliven the heart. Apne maalik se uth kar to ke faryaad kar. Wake up and let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar. Dil ko sajde mein rok ke abad kar. Put your head into sajda and aliven your heart. The sajda is to aliven the heart and to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat into the heart. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that in this mubarak night He grant us forgiveness and maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true repentance, the opportunity and the ability to repent sincerely and to repent fully. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with all the favors of this night. The night of Qadr comes with a lot of Qadr, and we should make Qadr of this night. We should value this night. We should appreciate this night. This night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes decrees of the spirituality of a person. That what will be the transformation of a person. One is the qadr of rizq and sustenance, and one is the qadr of what a person will happen to a person and where a person will go and what a person will earn. all of this we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. But the greater concern of the night should be that what will be my change? What will happen? What transformation will take place for me as far as this decree is concerned? And if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to transform our hearts and to change us, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us this transformation, revive our hearts, and in that way inshallah we will become the close friends of Allah Rabbul Alameen. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for His nisbat and His muhabbat on this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of His ma'rifat and recognition for us. Allah open the doors of His muhabbat and goodness for us inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Some of the a'mal that we can do on this night is, there are a few Quranic prescriptions that are very beneficial. One is that every night a person should try and recite the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. The last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah are the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from under the arsh to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj. And these two ayat, it has been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, that they are equivalent to a person performing tahajjud salah. So a person gets the reward of tahajjud salah by reciting the two last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Aman al-Rasulu till the end. And then there is another portion of the Quran Sharif, Surah Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawat, just before the end of the surah, that entire ruku or that page, if it is recited, then a person gets the reward of ibadah for the entire night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's opportunities are very vast. A person performs his Isha salah with Jamaat, he gets the reward of half the night in ibadah. A person performs Fajr salah with Jamaat, he gets the reward of the other half of the night in ibadah. So like that, we can multiply our ibadah of the night by doing certain easy good deeds and formulas. And then thereafter, if we continue with additional ibadah, and we do more nafil salah, and we do more muraqabah, and we contemplate further, and we cry, and we try, and we shed tears, for whatever time it is, however little it may be, or however much it may be, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace will envelop us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll have a little bit of zikrullah and then dua inshallah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, that you remember me and I will remember you. In various ahadith, we find the great benefit of dhikrullah is such that it is the actual ruh and the soul that propels all other actions. So like Allah Ta'ala says that, make dhikr for me and I will remember you. And thereafter Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So even for a person to attain shukr, a person has to make dhikr. And like that in all other actions, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, a person to strengthen his salah, a person should strengthen his zikr. A person to strengthen any ibadah, any attribute of the heart, any quality of spirituality, a person strengthens it with dhikr. And dhikrullah is the strengthener of the heart, it is the power of the heart. The way that we power ourselves up and help ourselves against all those things that are trying to weaken our heart, that it comes through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it is mentioned in the poetry, Nafsur Shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujh ko tabah. This nafs and shaitan have come together and they have got this plan of weakening me, of trying to break me down as far as my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Therefore, we turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for assistance, for madad, for help. And we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to save us from the plot of shaitan and nafs. Make one tasbih of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. أستغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Together with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to open the vessels of our heart and to unlock the latches of our heart so that the muhabbat of Allah can permeate our heart. So the dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the hadith sharif for unlocking the heart is Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bidhikrik. O Allah, unlock the latches of our heart with your dhikr. Allahumma aftah أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك, and you complete upon us your favors. وأزبغ علينا من فضلك, and you enshroud us with your mercy and your fadl. وأزبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين, and you make us from your pious servants. This is the outcome and the thamara of unlocking the heart, that a person is open to the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enters into the special friendship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is close to the people who make dhikr, especially those who make tawbah together. The Quran Sharif speaks about وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Make tawbah all collectively, O believers, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And like that, it is mentioned in the hadith, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I sit with the person who make dhikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to those who are making dhikr. The malaika are close to those who are making dhikr with a lot of attention, with a lot of love, and with a lot of compassion and inner attention. We should make the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we should imagine the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permeating our hearts. أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. In the poetry of Hazrat Khwaja Sahib, he says, Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. My heart must become like an open field of beautiful flowers and fragrances of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu. In this field, the fragrances of dhikr, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and companionship and friendship must be there. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye ab gil, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. And this body of mine with all its blood, veins and fibers, aur mere tan mein bajaye ab gil, this whatever is contained in this flesh and bones, I must now experience only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and His dard-e-muhabbat. In other words, my entire existence must become spiritualized with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance and His presence. And this is the objective of the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the presence of mind and the consciousness and the mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes ever present with a person. Every fiber, every hair of his body begins to now experience the presence of Allah and is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. So, Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aap wo gil, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. And he makes a dua that غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. My gaze and my expectations must now be removed from everyone and everything else. And this is the khulasa of the ma'rifat of Allah. This is the outcome of a person who immerses himself in zikrullah, in repentance, in inabat ilallah, that now his attention is not towards people. He lives with people, he interacts with people, he does everything as a normal person. He doesn't become abnormal. He remains as a normal person. But what happens is, his gaze and his trust and his expectations, everything is turned away from everyone else, and غير سبيل كل أجاي نظر تو هي تو آي نظر دیکھو جدر. Wherever I look, wherever I turn, wherever I see, now I see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in everything and in everyone I see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beauty. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of these couplets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embed this love and muhabbat and goodness and zikr within our hearts. In this month of Ramadan, let us develop the habit of embedding Allah Ta'ala's zikr into our heart. If Allah Ta'ala's zikr come into this heart, then this heart will become a very powerful fort with which a person will be able to safeguard himself, and he will also be able to guide others. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sweetest, most delicious name a person can bring upon his tongue, and that a person can ingest is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of our akabir and mashayikh, they used to feel the sweetness of the name of Allah upon their tongues like a person has placed a lump of sugar on their tongue. So this is the sweetness of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that person who experiences the sweetness of Allah ta'ala's name, then there will be nothing more sweeter for this person. This person will continue to enjoy the sweetness. Whenever he wishes, he will take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us from among those who take his name all the time, who become habitual upon our zikr, consistent upon our zikr, and internalize and embed the zikr into our hearts, inshallah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah 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 محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنی نسبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنی معرفت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنی معیت نصیب فرما آمد شد نفس میں ہم ذکر ہو کرتے ہیں the great مشایخ and ولیز of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are sitting in seclusion then they are flushing out all the toxins of the heart with ذکر ہو when a person makes Allah ہو the ہو is the exhalation when a person inhales then he's inhaling the love of Allah And when he's exhaling, then he exhales all the things that are ghayrullah. Ghayrullah means the toxins of the heart, the pride, the ego, the hasad, the jealousy, the bitterness, the hatred, the animosity, the rancor, and all of those things that are supposed to be out of the heart. So when we're exhaling, then aamade shud nafas mein hum zikre ho karte hain, aur bari mehfil mein hum unse guftagu karte hain. And even when a person is in a large gathering of people, then too he is conscious of Allah, his heart is beating with the dhikr of Allah, although he is speaking to people and is talking to everyone, but his heart is beating with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's dhikr and remembrance and consciousness. And this is the ultimate objective of dhikr. The goal of dhikr is so that we inculcate within ourselves the consciousness and presence of Allah. That we do not discomfort anyone, we do not inconvenience anyone, we do not belittle anyone, we do not show any animosity towards anyone, we do not turn away from people or dismiss people. We become soft and gentle and we become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. When a person becomes aware of Allah ta'ala's presence, then the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also begin to come into that person. The qualities of compassion and generosity and gentleness and goodness and forgiveness and mercy and tolerance and all of those good attributes that a believer should possess, all of these attributes begin to come within a person. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all of this in our lives, inshaAllah. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Make a lot of shukr upon the tawfiq for dhikr. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi has said that our tongues are so unfit and unworthy to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even if we have to wash our tongue with 1,000 times with rose water, then too it will still not be worthy of the name of Allah ta'ala. But Allah's mercy is such that Allah ta'ala allows us with our unfit tongue to take His pure name. Therefore we are eternally grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity. And the fact that a person is repeating the name of Allah means that Allah ta'ala is happy and accepting this person's zikr by giving him the tawfiq to continue taking his name. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل وصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهل وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقه وجله أوله وآخره علانيته وسره اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك يا منور القلوب نور قلوبنا بنور معرفتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم الله O most compassionate, merciful and forgiving Allah O Allah grant us your love and your muhabbat O Allah grant us complete forgiveness on this Mubarak night Ya Allah we have come here with our begging bowls stretched out to you O Kareem Allah Ya Allah we do not want to wake up from this place Before you have forgiven us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our complete maghfirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, we are filled with sins from head to toe. Oh Kareem Allah, you know better than us what our sins are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we sin and we forget. Oh Allah, but you do not forget. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, you do not forget, but you are also concealing us, Oh Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, conceal us, Ya Allah. Cover our sins, Oh Allah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, grant us a new, refurbished heart in this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us qalb salim. Ya Allah, grant us qalb munib. Ya Allah, grant us such a heart which is grateful. Ya Allah, grant us qalb shakir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us lisan zakir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us badan alal balai sabir. Ya Allah, grant us the coolness of our eyes with our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا صريخ المستصرخين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا فتاح افتح قلوبنا يا رب العالمين اللهم افتح قلوبنا لذكرك وارزقنا طاعتك وطاعة رسولك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا بذكرك Oh Allah, open the ears of our heart. Oh Allah, open the heart of our heart. Oh Allah, open the vessels of our heart. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, you are the giver. Ya Allah, you are the gifter. Oh Allah, you are the possessor. Oh Allah, all those favors that you possess, oh Allah, we are in need of each and every ni'mat, ya Allah. Manzulum bika kullu haja. Oh Allah, adorn our hearts. Oh Allah, bless our hearts. Oh Allah, fill our hearts. Oh Allah, let our hearts brim with your love and ma'rifah. Oh Allah, if the heart is sorted, then everything else will come right, oh Allah. Ya Allah, if you give us a new heart, oh Allah, then it will have an effect on each and every other part of our body, ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's a month of fixing. Oh Allah, you fix us, oh Kareem Allah. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina. Oh Allah, you set right our deen, ya Allah, towards which all our matters return. Ya Allah, deen is the frontier. Ya Allah, our deen is the most important guardian of all of our affairs. Ya Allah, you set right our deen. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina. Wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna. Oh Allah, you set right for us our dunya in which is our sustenance. Oh Allah, make easy our rozi. Oh Allah, grant us a lot of barakah. Ya Allah, grant us good health, ya Allah. Grant us barakah and blessings in our health, in our time, in our wealth, in our actions, in our walking, in our talking, in our sitting, in our sleeping, in our waking up. Ya Allah, grant us blessings and barakah in everything, ya Allah. Ya Allah, set right all our affairs of the dunya, ya Allah. Do not make us dependent upon anybody, ya Allah. Do not make us muhtaj upon the creation, O Allah. Make us those who seek from you alone, O Allah. You have all the treasures in your hand, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with a lot of barakah and prosperity, ya Kareem Allah. Wa aslih lana akhiratana allati fiha ma'aduna. And we ask you, ya Allah, to set right our akhirat and our hereafter, towards which we are going to return forever and forever, O Allah. Oh Allah, you are in control of all our affairs. We ask you to set right all our affairs. Allahumma hadina li ahsani al-akhlaq wal-a'mal. La yahdi li ahsani illa an. Oh Allah, we ask you for good character. Oh Allah, make us better people. Oh Allah, give us good character, good speech, ya Allah. Good manners, ya Allah. Good habits, ya Allah. Ya Allah, reform our ways, oh Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, we are very disorganized. We are ill-disciplined, ya Allah. We cause discomfort and inconvenience to other people. Oh Allah, you give us good character and good akhlaq. Allahumma hadina li ahsani al-akhlaq. Give us the best of akhlaq, ya Allah. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa an. Only you can give good character, oh Allah. Ya Allah, make us good people, ya Allah. Make us gentle and soft towards others, ya Allah. Make us forgiving and merciful towards others, ya Allah. Make us generous towards others, ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, grant us easiness in our life, ya Allah. We are weak, we cannot take test, O Allah. Allahumma altuf bina fi taysiri kulli asir, fa inna taysira kulli asir alayka yasirun. O Allah, you make all our affairs easy for us, ya Allah. La sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. La sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. O Allah, even something that is very difficult for us is easy for you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not give us any hardship, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, we do not have strength, O Kareem Allah. Do not test us with any form of trial, tribulation, sickness, illness, O Allah. Give us good health, Ya Kareem Allah. Save us from destructive diseases, Ya Allah. Save us from poverty and destitution, O Allah. Save us from crime and from injury and from harm, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, save us from becoming victims of difficult situations, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the bad eyes of people, O Kareem Allah. Save us from the jealousy of the jealous ones, O Allah. Save us from the sihar of the sahirin, O Allah. Save us from the anger of those who are angry, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, Ya Dal Quwwat Al-Mateen. You grant us your favors in every possible way, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We are weak in our asking, O Allah. We do not even know how to ask of you. Ya Allah, teach us how to ask, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, give us that which we ask for and that which we do not even know how to ask for, O Allah. You know better what is in our hearts, O Kareem Allah. You bless us with all our good desires, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our life's wishes for us, Ya Allah, internally and externally. Ya Allah, grant us all the good qualities of the heart, Ya Kareem Allah. Allahumma ja'al sariratana khairan min alaniyatana. O Allah, make our inside better than our outside, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna fi ayunina saghira wa fi ayin nasi kabira. O Allah, let us be small in our own eyes. Let us have humility, Ya Allah. We are unworthy, undeserving. We should not think anything of ourselves, O Allah. Ya Allah, nothing about me is worthy, O Allah. Ya Allah, I'm completely undeserving, but you give to those who are deserving and undeserving, O Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with this humility and tawazu, O Allah. Ya Allah, save us from pride and ego and arrogance, O Allah. Ya Allah, this pride and hasad and jealousy has caused so much of difficulty in this world, Ya Allah. It has caused so much of problems in families and in communities and in the entire dunya. Oh Allah, you save us from all these muhlikat, these destructive diseases, oh Allah. This month of Ramadan, purify us from all these diseases and adorn our hearts with all the beautiful attributes of akhlaq, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, this life is a short life. The time will come when we will have to leave this world and come to you. Oh Allah, we will come to you alone, Ya Allah. We will come to you alone and stand in front of you, Ya Allah. Make that standing easy, Ya Kareem Allah. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Ya Allah, make our death an easy death, Ya Allah. Grant us an honorable death, Ya Allah. Grant us a dhikr death, Ya Allah. Grant us a death upon iman, Ya Allah. Save us from the harsh pangs of death, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, at the time of death, save us from being overpowered by shaitan, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan comes at his strongest at that time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from shaitan's strength at that time, Ya Allah. At that time, make us strong and take us with iman, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, perfect our iman at the end of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with iman in such a way, Ya Allah, that we stand up on the day of Qiyamah with iman in front of you, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, make all the different stations of the Akhirat easy for us, Ya Allah. Especially the grave, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, help us in the grave. O Allah, save us in the grave. O Allah, do not punish us in the grave. O Allah, make our graves the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, make our scales heavy, Ya Kareem Allah. Give us good character so that our scales will be heavy, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to do good deeds that will weigh heavy on our scales, Ya Allah. Give us the ability to give a lot of sadaqah and charity which will be our shade on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, save us from the harsh difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, include us in the Jamaat of the Abrar, for whom, Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, which is 50,000 years, will be one Salah time, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your shade on the day of Qiyamah. Let us go through all the different stations with flying colors, O Allah. Give us our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Allah. Save us from being the left-handed ones, O Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, let us cross the bridge of Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Enter us into Jannah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pious Anbiya, the pious servants, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, grant us the best of this dunya and the best of the akhirah. Ya Kareem Allah, we ask dua for all our brethren who are suffering around the world. Everywhere we look, Ya Allah, there is fires around the world. The whole humanity is suffering, O Allah. Humanity is in starvation. If it is not physical starvation, then it is spiritual starvation. Ya Allah, the whole of humanity is thirsty, Ya Allah. If it is not thirsty for water, then they are thirsty for hidayat, Ya Allah. Wherever we look, the entire world is in a state of disaster and turmoil, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you set right our affairs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to return to you in Tawbah, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, that is the only solution for the whole of humanity, that everyone makes ruju ilallah, tawbat ilallah, inabat ilallah. Ya Allah, make us from those who make regular Tawbah, accept the Tawbah, Ya Allah. Grant us acceptance of our Tawbah, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal Tawbatana. Rabbana taqabbal Tawbatana. Rabbana taqabbal Tawbatana. Waghsil Hubatana, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, grant us the shafaat of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us such a life that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, save us from being rejected by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, where will we go and what will we do if we are rejected on that day, O Kareem Allah? O Allah, give us such a life of sunnah, such a life of itaat and obedience. Ya Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy to receive us on the day of Qiyamah. Radina billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya. Ya Kareem Allah, our brethren around the world, especially in Gaza, Ya Allah, in Syria, in Africa, in all those parts where there are conflict and difficulty, Ya Allah, grant them ease and afiyah. Ya Allah, the suffering is untold, is unthinkable, is unfathomable, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even begin to think what they are experiencing, O Kareem Allah. Our honorable mothers are being slaughtered, Ya Allah. People starving, people who are going for food are being shot at point blank, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what has this world come to? There is no humanity left, there is no consciousness left, there are no rules left, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, there is no law left, Ya Allah. The only law that remains is your law, Ya Kareem Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, the armies of the world are in your control, Ya Allah. Walillahi junudu samawati wal ard. Walillahi junudu samawati wal ard. We ask you to unleash your armies upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, unleash your armies upon them, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. If there is no hidayah that is destined for these people, then Ya Allah, you crush them, and you sink them, and you destroy them. Allahumma ahsihim adada, waqtulhum badada, wala tubqi minhum adada. Allahumma shatid shamlahum, Allahumma mazziq jam'ahum. O Allah, you shake them up, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you sink them, Ya Kareem Allah. You let their plans go against them, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, you finish them and you remove them from the face of this earth, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, grant our brothers and our sisters easiness and afiyat, Ya Allah. Those starving children who are undergoing malnutrition and undernourishment, O Allah. What suffering for this ummah, Ya Allah. Let the winds of hidayat spread because of the shahadat of those who are shaheed, Ya Allah. The suffering of those who are suffering, Ya Allah, this will not be in vain. O Allah, let the winds of hidayat spread. People from the east and west must come into Islam. Ya Allah, let people embrace Islam in droves, Ya Kareem Allah. Show us that day إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. Ya Allah, let people come into the deen of Islam in droves so that the batil of kufr can be completely extinguished, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahimaha. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain al-Sharifin. Ya Allah, protect Haramain al-Sharifin. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa fi khatar. It is in danger. The plans are there, Ya Allah, to seize it, to control it, to overtake it, Ya Allah. But you will overtake them, O Allah. Ya Allah, your power will overtake them, O Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Never let it go into the hands of the Zionists and the Yahud, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the guardians of Haramain Sharifin and Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, you guard every masjid in the world, Ya Allah. You make us the guardians of the masjid through our salah and through our dhikr and through our pabandi of the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah. Ya Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahimaha, whatever good du'as we have asked for, Ya Allah, you accept these du'as. Ya Allah, what we could not ask for, Ya Allah, you grant us whatever is in our hearts, whatever is good for us, whatever our needs are, Ya Allah. Make our personal du'a, Allah. Allahumma Ya Allah, before this month of Ramadan goes, Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat. Ya Allah, apni muhabbat naseeb farma. Apni ma'arifat naseeb farma. Ma'iyat naseeb farma. Qurb naseeb farma. Khosh ar khafiyat naseeb farma. Khof ar khashiyat ata farma. Dard dil ata farma. Ghaflat o kudur farma. Apni nisbat ata farma. Aafiyat ata farma. Salamati farma. Apni nisbat ata farma. Ya Allah, hidayat ata farma. درد دل عطا فرما. اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا بن جا. اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا بن جا. یا اللہ اپنا بنا کر رکھے. یا اللہ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلی اللهم وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين امين برحمتك يا جزاك الله خير.